What's up, brethren? Bless up.
Hey, it's my homie. All right, so once again, it's your boy King Swag. This is Henny Tings. You got your boy in here, Debo, up in the building. We about to talk about said topic. And please touch on said topic again. What was it you want to talk about, my friend?
Yeah, feelings. You feel me? Are they good?
Are they good? They bad? I think your mic may have cut out, but yeah, that's a topic we want to touch on. Feelings, good, bad, and different. His mic cut out. Oh, there we go. Anything's as organic as fuck, boy. People might be getting cut out on a regular in this bitch, but once again, this is Henny Tings, your boy King Swag, your homie Debo Marcus. We doing this topic, as you know, my homie was telling us, was feelings, good, bad, and it kind of paused right there, and we couldn't hear anything else he had to say. So if you want to go ahead and chime back in, go right ahead.
Yeah. You know, that was actually giving the people at home, people listening, people feeling this, mm-hmm. the chance to decipher and, you know, figure out for themselves, what are feelings? Are feelings the culprit? Are they the helping hand? You know what I mean? Let's dig deep into that. For example, mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone out here listening has some form of a significant other. Whether it be an old lady or, you know, old man, wanting to play for the other team, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to dig deep in that, not to offend anybody, but you know, mm-hmm. if, say your significant other puts on an outfit and asks you, how do I look in this? You have a choice. Your feelings then kick in. The feeling of, do I want to tell them the truth and possibly not get any poom poom for a little while? Or do I want to lie to them and hurt my feeling for having to lie to them? You understand? Then once you come to and say what you need to say, whether it be good or bad, then it is up to that person to put their feelings in check and decide if they want to respond to it via negatively or positively, or, as I've first mentioned, cut them bitches out at the root.
Oh my God, my homie done hit the nail on the head right there, though. But I mean, you 100% right on that, though. Like, shit. I got, you see how you just kind of imparted, okay, my homie Debo just imparted on us, you know, something near and dear. It's something that most men, let's be real, most men have to, even females, y'all got to deal with it with your homegirl. Your homegirl asks you, do I look fat in this? And you go, no, girl, you look great. And you know you motherfucking lying. You know you motherfucking lying. You know it. You tell her, hey, yeah, you know. Does my butt look big? Yes, it does. You know, but you don't say that. Like, but men, as men, oh my God, y'all don't understand. We kind of have to lie when it comes to certain situations. But say you don't want us to lie, because that's the relationship you want. You don't want us to lie at all about nothing. It don't matter what it is. You don't want us to lie. So okay. You know, as my homie Debo Mark is saying, he's saying, listen, she's like, hey, how I look in this? And you say you looking a little scandalous or whatever the case may be. They take it as, wait, what the fuck? What you mean I look good in this shit? Fuck you, nigga. And you're like,
see, that's a perfect example of when keeping it real goes wrong.
When keeping it real goes wrong. Shout out Dave Chappelle. That shit is 100% real. That shit is so real. Like, that shit is real. Like, if you even, okay, I'm gonna go all the way into this. Now, according to the dictionary, feelings or whatnot are, this, you know, defined as an emotional state or reaction. So you see what I'm saying? You emotionally, how you could be when the person asks you that question, you're feeling some type of way when they ask you it. You're like, oh, fuck. As a man, you kind of like, I don't even want to answer this shit.
Yeah. But that's what I experience.
Yes. It's for a guys, setup. A set of questions.
Exactly. Because for guys, we have feelings, but at the same time, we're more logical-based creatures. So if you ask me this, depending on how you feel, because you could have had a bad day, your period could have just started and you feeling bloated, true, and all of
true
this.
That, true.
So these affect your feelings. Whereas guys, yeah, okay, I see. I just saw you pull out the pads from the period box. You got on the period drawers. So you should know not to ask me certain things. If you want me to be honest, if you want me to keep it real, shout out Dave Chappelle. You feel me?
That's 100. That's 100. I mean, shit. My boy being so real, I mean, it don't get no realer than that. I mean, ooh, he don't even know, son. I'm about to, you know what? Actually, I'm gonna do exclusive. I'm gonna do a goddamn exclusive right now on anything. Anybody who first listening, tuning in, all that, I'm gonna do it. Exclusive. See, he kind of like giving a little bit of his life and certain things that popped off, obviously, recently. So an example of such, I'm gonna do the same thing. He's imparting something that occurred with him. I'm gonna impart something that my homie, he don't even know about. Now, there was an individual that I was talking and communicating with at a certain point in my life. Now, my homie Debo knows said individual, but we're not going to name names on the show. Okay, we're not going to do that. You know?
This is how
deep I'm about to go into this now. Said individual, like, to be honest, I'm going to give you guys a backstory. Actually, fuck that. I ain't going to give y'all a backstory. I'm just going to give y'all a backstory on how me and said individual maybe stopped communicating. And I told said individual, like, yo, I'm blocking you from everything. You know, I no longer want to talk to you, so on and so forth, grow up. You know, because said individual was being a little bit La Cucaracha. I don't know. I'm not trying to say the person was. I'm not trying to say the person was being crazy. They was wilding out a little bit.
You just called it a cockroach.
I called the individual a cockroach. I'm just saying the person was being as crazy as a cockroach. You ever try to step on one?
Oh shit! A crazy cockroach.
Crazy one. And you know when they run all over you, like, damn, I can't catch this motherfucker for nothing. I can't get rid of this. Now, don't get me wrong. Shout out to the said individual. Individual was a cool individual. Big heart, but yeah, when that fizzled out, it fizzled out, and I just wanted to be cool, cordial friend, you know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, I had a block said individual. I didn't talk to said individual for a minute. Now, said individual hit me up maybe just a month ago, or a couple weeks ago, or something like that. Now,
Take a sip
of the tings. Everybody take a sip of the tings. Hold on, what my computer doing? Optimize something. Sorry, y'all. My computer being wild. But yeah, like, this is real. This is 100% real. And this is like my homie Debo, he wanna make a special call as the burger flips. So y'all stay tuned for that, because that's gonna be on its way. We're gonna put something on YouTube or something. That's gonna happen. But yeah, it's going to happen now. Now, like I said, stop talking, said it, Angel Blanc. Fast forward, said Angel hit me up maybe like a couple weeks ago or so. And said Angel called me. I saw the call pop up on my phone. I'm like, how the fuck is this person calling me? Because I had blocked said individual. And I'm like, I don't even know how that call went through. But I don't know, maybe at some point I may unblock said individual. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And then right after, I got a text message talking about still hate me. That's the young lady saying, she's asking me if I still hate her. And I'm like, what? I'm like, now, see, I'm getting deep in personal. I'm going to go deep in this. I said, I'm going to go deep in it. Now, just to show how, like, when you tell the truth and all that shit, how shit could go left. Y'all don't even know how left this is about to go. Now, Said individual asked me if I still hate her. I tell said individual, I have never hated you and I will never hate you, okay? She then says, you sure? And me now, that make me think kind of like, why are you asking me, you sure? Like, what is you about to, you about to try to drop the bomb on me, ain't you? You about you to say something. Yeah, you tried to, you could already tell the direction that the conversation going in already. I'm a smart dude. I'm not some young, dumb punk. No offense to no young, dumb, nobody. I'm not saying that to nobody. I'm just keeping it 100. Now, she says that, and I know said individual, so I'm like, this is when a bomb about to get dropped on somebody. But I'm like, whatever, they ain't nothing. So, remember, I last left off on you short. I didn't say, yes, why? Like, why you asking me that, you know? And said individual, she asks, you know, she says, just asking, so how are you? I'm like, I'm okay, you know, things could be better, but that's life. How are things with you and the little lady? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about her and her little lady. She has a little one, a beautiful, you know, daughter. And I'm like, and then now her response after that is pregnant. And I'm like, wait, what? What do you mean? Da, da, da. I'm like, wait, what do you mean pregnant? I'm like, wait, pregnant? I'm like, you're pregnant? You know, and then I just put, you know, I don't know. Like, as I wrote that, I just thought about it real quick. And I'm like, you know what? Well, that's life.
It ain't.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I'm like, well, that's life. You know, if you are pregnant, I'm not surprised because, you know, old school saying I'm about to go into this. Like, for real. Like, I had a weird dream. I don't believe too much into that. But at the same time, you know, when you had your grandma or family member that's talking about, I had a dream of fish and some other fuckery. And you're like, man, get out of here with your bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get your ass out of here with that bullshit, you don't say that to them because you love your grandma and your family. And so you're like, yeah, okay, all right, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I had some weird dreams. Even some people I knew had some weird dreams telling me some shit about said individual. And I'm like, whatever. I don't care. But you want to know what it was, though? Right then and there, my feelings didn't go, oh, I'm gonna get mad about something. No, my feelings had already settled. See, as a man, we think differently. We're a little bit more, no offense to any woman that may be listening to this. I'm just saying, and what we're saying to a degree is that women, you know, you guys are more emotional. You guys run off of emotion. Men, we're more rational and logical when it comes to certain things. So she tells me she's pregnant. I say to her, oh, you're pregnant?
Congratulations.
Yeah, I see, exactly. You see, I ain't even got to say, my homie know me. He don't even know the situation, but he know me. He know how I am. So I said, well, that's life. You know, if you're pregnant, I'm not surprised because I had a strange dream. You know, congrats. I say straight up congrats to said individual. She's like, you know, yes, I'm 5 months. You know, I'm 5 months or whatever. And I'm like, and then now make me think kind of like, is that why you contacted me or what have you, just to tell me you were pregnant? You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking to myself like, well, you know, part of me still has love for you, but, you know, and I'm irritated by it to a degree. So see, I'm being honest. Women, y'all like honesty. So I'm being honest at this part. Like, yeah, it irritated me a little bit that to even hear you say something, to hear said individuals tell me something like that. But remember now, I said congratulations. So there's no hard feelings, no ill will. You know what I'm saying? But I got to keep it 100. I couldn't really hold no type of feelings because to all those that don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to be a dad again. Yeah. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. So said individual didn't even know that. So it's kind of like what was weird to me was now I'm congratulating her. I'm like, you know, blessings to you, your child, the father to be, whoever. Like, I could literally post up my chat, my text messages of this to show how real it is. And I'm like, congratulations. You know, I just wish that the, you know, father does good by you, because she had beef in the past with said individual before the baby father. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? She's a good mother. Once again, I'm not going to take anything away from her. And I'm just like congratulating her, like, oh yeah, you finally gonna have a boy, because she told me she's gonna have a boy. I'm like, I don't know what I'm having yet, because but when I mentioned anything about me and my situation, that girl shut off. There was no more text messages. There was no text message, no congratulations back, no nothing. All she asked me was who I was having my child with, who was having my kid. That's all she asked me. She didn't care about no. There was no congratulations back. There was no, like, I'm happy for, no, nothing. It was just straight to who you having your child with. Like, is it your baby mom's? Like, who is it? And I was just like, wow. Like, I didn't ask you that. It doesn't matter. Should it matter who I'm having a child with? Does it matter that who you're having a child with? I know you're not having a child with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not having a child with you. So what does it, exactly? So what does it really matter? That's not the point here. The point is you've moved on, I've moved on, and I wish you nothing but the best. That's me as a man, as men. That's what we do. Well, if you have a real man, no offense to any other dudes out there. It's just that some of y'all be on some fuck shit. And y'all, instead of,
they sit down and,
yeah, exactly. They sit down real shit. And I'm not trying to knock nobody. I'm just saying you guys could easily just keep it 100. I think my homie D.
They bitches. 100. They bitches.
They, you know, just keeping it real. You could just keep it 100. You ain't feeling it no more. You ain't whatever. Just keep it 100. If the girl want to, like, you know, push you to the side, side you to the curb, whatever, then she do that. You do that to her, whatever the case may be. But keep it real. Keep it 100. So this way they know who they got off the rip. You know what I'm saying? Now, sometimes you do need to spare their feelings. So back to my story. I go ahead and tell her this. She shut down. She just want to know who it is. And I'm like, that shouldn't really matter. You know what I'm saying? I just wish you the best and so on and so forth. Like, why are you even asking me this? This shouldn't be a topic of discussion. Now, like I said, after that, because I wouldn't answer her, I guess, the way she wanted me to, she shut down. That was the end of this discussion. But instead of being back in the day, I would have got mad, hit her up, called her or something like that. And be like, yo, like, what's your problem? Let's, like, try to resolve this. But, hey, we not on that page no more. So as a real nigga, I just went ahead and I realized I just want her happy. If it's not with me, it's with somebody else living her life. Live your life, be happy, but be real. You ain't gotta be on no type of fuckery. It ain't gotta be like that. It's just the life we live. You only get one life to live, so stop harboring any emotions. This isn't her. It's directed to everyone. Like, everybody needs to just stop with the fuckery. You know what I'm saying? Like, when your homie
message,
yeah, when your nigga tell you, this is to the ladies, when your man tells you, baby, you don't look good in that. I really don't like how you looking at, like, it make you, your butt sticking out. I could maybe, like, sometimes I had this happen to me where a girl that I was dating before in the past, it's like she was wearing something so short. I swear to God, she bent over just like a few inches. I could see her pussy. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Showing everything. And it's like, yeah, to me at the time, I'm like, ooh, that look good, because I'm going to run in it. But I mean, but at the same time, I don't want all the, you know what I'm saying? You want all the niggas looking at it like, even getting the idea, like, that they're gonna run into, I want to run into that too. So, exactly. So it's kind of like women, when you have a man that telling you 100 how it is, I don't care if you on your menstruation, your whatever, y'all want to come at us and say, oh, well, you don't understand. Okay, that's cool. We won't ever be able to understand, because we don't bleed like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just not us. We wasn't made like that. But at the end of the day, y'all need to understand where we coming from. We keep it in 100 with y'all. Just accept it for what it is. That's what you want. If that's not what you really want, that's not what you're ready for, then stop trying to ask for a real nigga. Go get you them little Kmart ass niggas. No offense to Kmart. Them little dollar store niggas. Goddamn, go get that shit.
Clearance rack ass, yeah, motherfuckers.
Go get that motherfucker over there, because you got real niggas. You got somebody real that's going to be like, baby, that don't look the best on you. Your ass look too fat. I can see too much of the goodies, whatever it is. And then don't
try it again.
try it again. Don't get mad at us. That shit don't make no type of sense. That's just, man. Yo, my homie, Debo, touch on that some more. Because, see, I went in. I told y'all I was going to go in on that topic. Y'all had no idea that I was even going to give y'all a little bit of my life. and what's popping right now. But I gave y'all some of my life right there just to show how real this podcast is. I don't know about knowing the podcast. You got the realest podcast right now. Your homie, King Swag, Henny Tings, Debo, a.k.a. Marcus. We doing this. This is what we doing. We just keeping it 100. We keeping it real. Y'all just listen.
That's right. Well, you know, again, like we say, those feelings, examples of cutting them out from the roots. You know, just like K-Swag, you feel me, with said individual. It was obvious that there was still some feelings there.
True.
And sometimes we choose not to be as honest with our feelings as we should be. Therefore, you wind up getting those motherfuckers hurt. You know? So I mean, why go through the pitter pat, the back and forth? Life is way too short. Bars. But you feel me? Check the album coming to. Right now, you feel me? Life is too short. We got the essence. And all we have to do is just let it shine. You feel me? Just do what you gotta do to make you the best you can be.
That was real.
Lay around from a book. I got a most motivational book coming out that'll be out in about 2 years. You feel me? Goddamn, bro. I'm spreading this hustle like that sorry ass baby daddy spread seed. Nigga, I'm trying to put it in you. And you, and you, and your cousins and sisters too.
That boy went so deep. Y'all don't even.
Hold on, repeat that.
He trying to spread the seed. Well, you trying to spread the word like how sorry baby daddy.
Like a worthless baby daddy. Goddamn, we trying to give it to you. God. To you.
Damn.
To you. Your neighbors and your sisters.
That shit goes so hard. Y'all don't even realize it. I hope y'all listen. Once again, this is Henny Tings, your boy King Swag, D-Wall. Listen, I hope y'all over here drinking on some Henny, some Tings. Y'all got some Tings, puffing on some Tings. I don't care what y'all want to do, but I just want you guys to really to inhale this. Inhale the knowledge because, boy, this is some knowledge, some wisdom, some truth. This is not made up. We don't script none of this. We don't script none of this. Yeah. This is just two gentlemen or a couple of individuals that get together at times and talk about everyday topics, whether it's celebrities, our lives, and what have you. And that man just spoke such truth. I gave y'all a little bit of my truth, my life. He gave y'all some of his, you know what I mean? And like, come on now. Come on, what more do y'all want from a podcast? Let's be real. Let's be real. I'm not trying to sell nobody on nothing. That's not what I do. I'm just letting you guys know. This is facts. Y'all want some shit they don't really know about? Or y'all want some people who's talking about just giving their 2 cents on their real life, what's going on with them. And I mean, that man, that's a bar right there. That's a bar. That man said, spreading the knowledge of word or whatnot. Like a sorry baby daddy spread his seed. That shit is so real. That shit so real. Like, I don't even think have any idea just how real it is because I don't even know what else to say other than that.
Anybody who don't see the real in it, they and they feelings. They need to cut them shits out at the root. That's what it is. That's what we say about it. Because anybody that's really eating this shit, that's really inhaling it, goddamn, they know what time it is. They know that this is real, raw, real, recognized real. And if you ain't real, then you them imposters. You feel me? You got them informants. You the ones that we got to stay from around. Them, you the ones we cut out from the roof. Kill the head, the body dead. Oh, you feel damn. Me? We trying to keep shit moving.
That's real.
We trying to elevate, procreate, and participate in the betterment of everybody. And if you ain't with that shit, you ain't about that shit, cut it out at the root, motherfucker, and be done with it.
Boy. See.
That's that Henny and that Mary Jane. You know, those bitches get together. And goddamn, they work some real motherfucking magic.
They keep it real.
And you ain't even got to try hard, neither. They just make it do what it do, baby.
That shit is real though. That shit real though. That I think everybody need to take a step back, take a step forward, do the hokey pokey,
two steps to the left,
turn yourself
two
around,
two steps to the right, and cha cha slide, bitch. You feel me?
You see, we just cater to everybody. We just cater to everybody right there with our analogies. Now, once again, this is Henny Tings, your boy King Swag. Got my homie over here, Devo. And, man, are you real? You fake? Do you recognize real? Do you see the fake? Your girl real? Is she fake? Do you need to take a step forward, take a step back? What are y'all really doing? No more conspiracy stuff. The world is the way that it is, but people are the way that they are also. So you need to recognize what the fuck you got in front of you and what you done did. Because I mean, fuck, you may have made a mistake, but that's okay. You still alive.
Too late.
It's never too late. You still alive. You still living. You still breathing. You could fix that. You know what I mean? You could go ahead and correct that, but just don't stay stuck in the fuckery. I mean, we've all been there, done that, where you stay stuck in the fuckery. And before you know it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to say nothing, but you may need to start blocking people. You may need to block motherfuckers and not talk to them for a minute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause shit, even when you do, Hopefully the individual that you see once again, future tense, you know what I'm saying, just could be real and honest about whatever the case may be. There's no point in hiding and faking the funk because, I mean, shit, the truth always comes out, man. The truth always comes out. So, my homie, if you got anything else to say to close us out on, go right ahead, man.
All right, man. It's all about just making sure, like I say, feelings. For the fellas, I know these bitches got them. We just got to deal with it. For the ladies, please try to keep them in check because us, as the fellas, got to deal with y'all crazy asses. And I know, I don't mean the clinically crazy ones, you feel me? I know some of y'all got a couple screws loose, and that's all right. Because that's what screwdrivers was made for. But ultimately, just live your life. If you're in a bad situation where somebody makes you have to feel like you got some screws loose, then maybe you have to reevaluate yourself. Life is too short. We gotta keep it moving, pimping. Straight up. On that note, I'm gonna go ahead and take me a little bit more, couple more sips, couple more puffs on these ting tings and the Henny and ting tings and shit. I'm good.
Shit. You heard that. You heard it first, y'all. Once again, Henny Tings, King Swag, Marcus, a.k.a. Debo. We doing it out here. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a blessed night. We out.
We out.